Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay.
What was your feeling about the class this afternoon?
Well, I couldn't find the handout, I'm embarrassed to say. As much as I've helped the others find every handout, you know, and I couldn't find it. So I took notes.
Well, I'm sorry, but I can give you directions another time if you want.
Well, I thought I'd listen to the recording. You know, it should be at the beginning.
Donna, agreed.
Donna, Malka said her computer was not working. Judy said she was in the car, so she only heard a few minutes and would have to listen. So no one I asked knew, so I said, oh, well. I thought what you were going to do was go to your file on Mashiach. So I really wasn't ready, because normally I tell them to get a scrap piece of paper, and when you say what it is, write it real quickly, then look for it. Because sometimes you start looking and then you can't remember what you did. And so I wasn't prepared for that. Another time, my intuition was not correct.
Well, yeah, I did have a thought to put it on the Mashiach page, but it's really more appropriate on the Parashah page. So, because it expands the Parashah to be. You know, to become, eventually it'll become the Tanakh. So.
Okay. Well, I even did a search, you know, in your little search box, Joshua, Book of Joshua. Oh, so by that time I just said, oh, well.
Yeah.
No, the
search engines don't work that fast. It'll probably be another week or 10 days, even might even be longer before it's part of the search engine.
Okay.
The same thing applies to the recordings. You know, if I put a recording up today, it's quite a few weeks before the recordings are updated.
Mm-hmm. Brandela. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So we will begin. We are going to be starting with Pasuk 119 on the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Vayera, section 7. And I'll start with the Lashem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Brichu Ishin David Hiluur Himud Hiluud Hiluur Himud. L'yachda L'shem Yudke Bavavke V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasot Torah Mitzvah V'yino Amalama Elohinu Kleinu Maaseh Yadenu Kananeh Leinu Maaseh Yadenu Kananehu. Pasuk 119. Welcome, Malka.
Thank you.
Uman yokach ay parshata yokach tekewan tamar vehine shloshah anashim nitzavim alav mahu alav le'ayen le'dine ya Kaya Kahma Kajiv Vai Maher Avraham Haohela Wigomer Mahu Haohela Beit Hamidrash Umahu Omer Mahari Shalosh Seim Inyan Haharbanot Unishmata Mit Kayawav Net Beho Haidiktiv Fiel Habakar Rat Avraham Ukdein Naicha Leho Ela Yaklin The translation. And what proves this to be true? This passage. And lo, three men stood by him. What is meant by stood by him? It means to judge him and pronounce his sentence. As soon as the soul of the righteous saw this, it is written, and Abraham hastened into the tent. What is meant by into the tent? This refers to the academy for the study of Torah. And what does he say? He says, make ready quickly three measures. This refers to the offerings to which the soul alludes, as it is written. And Abraham ran to the herd. Then they are pleased and appeased, and that cannot do him any harm. My commentary is this pasuk as clear as written. What this pasuk is describing, because it's talking about essentially the same verses, the same verse or verses, but this is a different understanding. It's relating to the verse, to the souls, to the judgment that the souls are apprised of that go through that process each evening. And then the final judgment is after they pass away. Questions? Comments, thoughts.
So by each evening, are you meaning at night when we go to
yes.
sleep?
Okay. When you go to sleep. Yes. Yeah, there is a judgment for the actions that you did that day.
So each 365 days and or the number of years that we survive, there is judgment for each time period.
Well, it's for each day. On Rosh Hashanah, the judgment is communal, but it's also individually from the standpoint of what is your parnasah for the coming year and certain other aspects, but it's primarily a communal judgment on Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
It's not so much the individual.
So is it Yom Kippur that all sins are forgiven?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
If you do your mitzvah, so...
All sins are forgiven that you've done vis-a-vis Hashem, but in vis-a-vis the people, any sin you've done relative to another person can only be forgiven if the person agrees, and that's part of the teshuvah process, is asking for that forgiveness from the person.
So you actually can start, if all those in place, forgiveness from the individual and also from Hashem, then you start afresh on for that year, that next year, basically, for those days. Until Yom Kippur correct. Again, is that correct? Okay.
Correct.
Because that would be, if we didn't have Yom Kippur, God forbid, right? We would be in Gehinnom for a long, long time.
That's essentially what Yom Kippur is a manifestation of Chesed, Hashem's Chesed, where everyone is forgiven for all of the sins they've done against God. And even if you have not asked for forgiveness from certain people, you are essentially starting out fresh, but with a little bit of burden from those people that where you sinned against them and they haven't forgiven you.
Gotcha.
Any other questions or comments? I'm sorry, Malka, did you say something else?
In learning this, tonight, the Porsha about judgment every day, every night, definitely puts a different perspective for me in understanding the importance and the love and the mercy and the forgiveness that Hashem gives us on Yom Kippur and cleanses of our sins, and then we have to do the action as well. It's all him, but we also, from a physical standpoint, have to take that action as well to ask for forgiveness
yes.
to our fellow brothers and sisters.
And that's one of the reasons why it's recommended you do Heshbon HaNefesh, a soul accounting, every evening before you go to sleep as part of the nighttime Shema ritual. You're evaluating your actions during the day. And if you're the one judging yourself, then that nighttime court, what happens when you leave and go upstairs while you're sleeping, that court does not judge you because you've already judged yourself for that day. And that's why it's recommended to evaluate your actions as you go to sleep each night. And that's done as part of the Shema ritual, nighttime Shema. Pasuk 120. Rabbi Pinchas Patach Kiradi Kiv Vahine Heichel Anegef Ba'am Ukti Vayomer Moshe El Acharon Kach Ed Hamachta Wigomer Ukti Vete atzar hamagefa, ketiv haka maher uktiv atam mahari. Shalosh se'im mal halan karban leishte zava, afkan karban leishte zava. The Hebrew word for plague is negef or gimel pei hey. There are two times in this pasuk that the word appears. I don't remember what the translation is from the Aramaic, but in Hebrew it means a plague. So I'm mentioning it because we're in the time of the coronavirus plague. But there is a, and I don't remember which parasha, but there is one parasha where the Ari tells us to change the vowels on the word for plague in order to remove the plague and in order to sweeten the plague. And whenever we get to that parasha every year, I mention it in my writings. And I did mention it just now, so that you're aware of it. As I said, I don't remember what the vowel changes are and which parasha it's in. Maybe somebody else does. But now I'm going to translate the verse. Rabbi Pinchas continues the discussion with the passages, and behold, the plague had begun among the people. And it's Bamidbar chapter 17. So it may very well be that that's where I was referring to. Moses said to Aaron, take a censer. The plague was stayed. We learn this through the use of similar words. It says here, quickly, in the verse, and take it quickly to the congregation. There it is written, make ready quickly three measures. As in the first verse, the word quickly here applies to a sacrificial offering as a means of salvation. And this supports the explanation of Rabbi Kruspedai, which was in a previous verse. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. This pasuk teaches that there are other verses in the Tanakh that deals with the transition to the world that is coming, Olam Haba. Questions, comments, thoughts?
This reminds me of when Abraham quickly made a meal for the three angels. I don't know why my mind reverted to that.
Well, that's what this verse is referring to. It's mm-hmm. saying that because the word quickly is used in that in the description of what Abraham did when he made the meal for the three angels, and it's explaining mm-hmm. a different way of understanding. Because he ran to the herd. He quickly went into the tent, and on the previous verse, we're being told that that's he goes to study. But its frame of reference is about that Bet Din in the evening and when we go to sleep. But here mm-hmm. it's taking a look at it and saying, because it's using the word quickly with Abraham, and then it uses the same word, quickly, with respect to Moses telling Aaron, go take the censer, go take the ketoret, essentially, and run towards the plague, and the negative system cannot handle the energy of the incense, and so it leaves. So it's the Zohar is explaining to us, giving us an understanding that we can use word constructions that are similar in different places in the Torah to learn and extrapolate different meanings. It's one of the ways of adding to our understanding of the 70 different explanations. I hope that wasn't confusing.
No.
Any other comments or questions?
Well, I know the plague and the ten plagues uses Dalit, Vav, no, Dalit, Deber. They use the word Geber.
Right. Well, Geber can be, mean it has the meaning of strong, but it also has the meaning of a chicken. And that's why we use the chickens as kaparot on the morning of Yom Kippur, the morning before Yom Kippur. Because the geber, the chicken, has an affinity to the negative system. And so the sins can be drawn out of us and put into the chicken. And that's what the ritual is doing.
Is that why Rabbi Berg would use a charred chicken on the Passover plate rather than a snake, the Chinese bone or?
Right, he would use a chicken bone that was roasted rather than a lamb shank that was roasted.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a lamb bone to roast, you can use a chicken bone because they're both connected to the negative system.
Because why is chicken connected? Oh, because of the Kippur. Or, yeah, because of the ritual on Yom Kippur, I guess.
Right.
I know they'll eat anything when you see them pecking in the yard. Tommy won't eat it. He won't eat chicken because of that.
I think I've shared this with you before, but one of the early years that I was in the Kabbalah Center, they used my place of business as the location for doing the kaparot ritual. And literally that evening, there was 600 chickens got slaughtered in this warehouse that I had that was empty. So it was really an amazing experience. We're almost out of time, so does anybody have any other questions on the first 120?
No.
You have a good evening.
Okay, thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom. Shalom.